Topic 3. Silk Street.
Read, listen, learn.
How about we go to Silk Street this afternoon?
It's surprising. I thought you didn't like that place.
You're right, I don't like it.
Then what for? Why do you want to go there?
Well, Benjamin's foreign friend, Todd, bought a silk carpet at Silk Street the last time they came to China. He loves it. But now he is in the States, so he asks us to get one for him.
I see. Silk Street used to be full of fakes and imitations. Foreigners love that place. Anyway, how much is that silk carpet?
It's 3,000 yuan. Quite expensive. I don't know about this expensive stuff, so I don't know whether it's worth it or not. The salesperson said it was a famous world brand.
Sure. They only sell world-famous brands there. But you can't find any originals. Benjamin's foreign friend, Todd, must have been cheated.
Really? But Todd was very satisfied with it, saying that it was much cheaper here than in the States.
That's probably true. But it may be a bit hard to get the same one now.
Why? We can just go to the same store. Todd told me about that store.
You are so not here. The old Silk Street was torn down.
I didn't know that. So what to do now?
Don't worry. There is a brand new Silk Street. We can go there instead.
What's the difference between them?
The government has tightened control over the markets there. Anyway, don't worry. We'll find the thing you want.
Okay, let's hurry.
Recitation.
I asked my sis Cindy to go to the Silk Street with me today. She was surprised, for I didn't like that place where they only sold world-famous brands, but you couldn't find any original. I told her it was not for me, but for an American friend. Then she told me that the old Silk Street was removed. To find the carpet, we had to go to the new Silk Street.